This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. The trial of Elizabeth Holmes, former CEO and founder of the blood test company Theranos, is set to begin next week. Holmes is charged with wire fraud after allegedly defrauding investors about the accuracy of Theranos' technology. She's pleaded not guilty. Many other women founders, especially in biotech and healthcare, have been getting compared to Holmes. Erin Griffith covers startups and venture capital for the New York Times. She says investors often ask them to justify that they're not another Theranos. One founder who had similar hair color to Holmes was even advised to dye it.
Every male founder that is working on, say, office sharing is not getting compared to WeWork and Adam Neumann. But in this case, because there was one woman who was so high profile, and there are so few women that get to that level, that, you know, become billionaires, that build companies worth $9 billion, that are on the cover of every magazine, that it becomes the point of comparison for every other woman founder.
Well, what kind of impact does this doubt have on these businesses?
You know, I think it's just kind of this insidious little bias that just adds to an already huge mountain of biases that women founders face. And I think what was most disappointing to me in talking to some of these people for this article was that it really affects female founders at the very earliest stages of the startup, when they don't really have anything yet. They're just starting out. They really have to rely on investors and new recruits and partners, potential customers, to just believe in them and their idea, because they don't have anything to show yet. That is, I think, what is really, you know, curtailing some potential, because a lot of the women that I talked to said that the comparisons sort of slowed down or stopped as their company grew and had things to prove. But, you know, you need that support to get over the starting line.
You say Holmes and Theranos show a contradiction about sexism in the tech industry. What do you mean by that?
Women have to basically act like Holmes in order to get funding. In a way, you know, you have to kind of follow this fake it till you make it type of mentality. And there is a forgiveness for a lot of people who try that and fail, you know. So there is that sort of mentality that this is baked into the culture of Silicon Valley and almost part of what makes it great. The problem is, the number one example of female success in Silicon Valley for the longest time then turned out to have taken it way too far and was a fraud. And so, you know, women obviously don't want to be compared to her, but they at the same time are sometimes being pushed to emulate her in a way. And that is a very awkward place to be.
Erin Griffith is a reporter at the New York Times. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineer is Becca Weinman, and I'm Jed Kim. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.